53 patients who had brain or spine operations at UW Hospital and clinics may have been exposed to the more common form of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. That's because surgical instruments used on a woman who died from the disease may have been used on others. Those at risk were notified by phone or letter. Carl Ghetto is Senior Vice President for Medical Affairs at UW Hospital and Clinics. He says transmission of CJD through surgical instruments has not occurred since 1976. That's when standardized sterilization procedures were put in place across the country.
We believe that the risk is exceedingly low, infinitesimally low. Our notification was done because we believe that the patients have the right to know.
The instruments used on the 50-year-old woman who died from the neurological condition have been sterilized in a more rigorous process recommended by the Centers for Disease Control. Other hospitals with cases of the fatal brain disease dispose of all instruments used during surgery.
Some of the instruments will be destroyed by the cleaning process. But we are confident that the recommendations of the CDC will provide safety.
Ghetto says the 53 affected patients will have a follow-up with their neurosurgeon and are being offered counseling. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.